Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you When Babylon Came for the Mystic, Bunny's 14 Months in Jail. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. They said I was difficult, that I was stubborn, that I missed my chance, that I let fear get the best of me. But those people didn't know me. They never sat in silence beside a Nyabingi drum. They never heard the earth breathe between verses. They never carried the weight of a message that wasn't meant for mass consumption. I didn't refuse to tour because I was afraid. I refused to tour because I was awake. Let me take you back. The year was 1973. The Wailers were fire, rising. Bob, Peter, and I had the world's ears. Island Records was pushing. The UK was calling. America wanted us. Bob said yes. Peter was ready. And I stood still. I told them, me spirit sign go there. Not like this. They didn't understand. The press said I was selfish. Chris Blackwell said I lacked vision. Even some brethren said I was letting Rasta down. But I wasn't running from opportunity. I was standing for integrity. I looked at the contracts. I saw the control. I saw how the message would be edited, reshaped, trimmed to fit the system's appetite. They wanted reggae without revolution, Rasta without righteousness, sound without substance. And I couldn't do that. See, touring isn't just travel. It's sacrifice. You sacrifice your rhythm, your food, your family, your roots. I couldn't sing Dreamland under fluorescent lights to a crowd that didn't believe in Zion. I couldn't chant down Babylon in a venue funded by it. I couldn't eat saltfish in foreign lands and feel whole. My grounding was in Jamaica, the hills, the drum circles, the Eitel fire and the psalms at dawn. I would lose that on tour. And for what? Applause? Exposure? No, not me. But the price was real. While Bob's face became global, mine stayed in the shadows. While Peter's sound blasted through radios in Paris and Johannesburg, mine stayed sacred in the soil. And sometimes, yes, it hurt. Watching the world forget your name while it sings your harmonies. Watching Babylon profit from the sound you helped build. But I made peace with that pain, because I didn't come here to be known. I came to be true. Over the years, promoters still called. They offered more. Said times had changed. Just a short tour, Bunny. Rasta's global now. You don't even have to compromise. But compromise don't come in big bites. It comes in small sips. One show here. One watered down message there. One missed sunrise with the Most High. And before you know it, you're gone. Not physically. Spiritually. I chose to stay grounded. To plant yams with my hands. To record at my pace. To raise my children with discipline and chant by moonlight. And yes, there were days when the quiet got loud. Days I wondered what could have been. But then I'd walk barefoot through the bush, feel the red soil under my toes, and I'd know. I made the right choice. Being grounded doesn't mean standing still. It means being rooted. It means that when Babylon shakes, you don't fall. Because you're held by the earth. By truth. By purpose. By Jah. The world wanted me to leave home to find success. But I found success in staying. In preserving. In protecting. In staying clean when the stage was soaked in compromise. Let them call me difficult. Let them say I missed my moment. I didn't miss a thing. I chose. And I chose righteousness over reach. Now that I've gone, people say I was wise. They romanticize it. Call it mystic. Call it sacred. But back then it was lonely. Still, I'd do it again. Because touring might have built my fame. But staying built my legacy. Narrator, softly. He could have chased the lights. He could have danced for the crowd. But instead, Bunny Wailer stayed grounded. And in doing so, he rose higher than the stage ever could.